Load up your pack and lace up your boots, because this week's Discovery fights for survival in the mountains. Thanks for tuning in to this week's Shelf Discovery. I'm your host, Kristen Dreyer Kramer, from nightsandweekends.com. Well, no matter the genre, Michael Kurita is a reliable author, one who never fails to craft a captivating story. For those who wish me dead, he leads readers on a treacherous journey into the wilderness. And despite the dangers you'll face there, you'll be entirely unable to turn back. Well, the story takes place in the mountains of Montana, where Ethan Serban runs a wilderness survival program for troubled young boys. As another summer approaches, Ethan is asked to take on a special case. 13-year-old Jace Wilson is the only witness who can identify two ruthless killers known as the Blackwell brothers, and until they're behind bars, Jace isn't safe. Well, while some novels focus on just one element, like atmosphere or characters or suspense, Those Who Wish Me Dead somehow manages to cover all the bases. Kurita begins by setting a chilling stage. The Montana wilderness may be grand and beautiful, but it's also remote and deadly, with the constant threat of storms and fires. And that natural setting gives the story more obstacles and added tension. While the natural surroundings can be both beautiful and menacing, though, the Blackwell brothers add to the eerie tone. There's something almost otherworldly about these villains, and that makes the novel more than just suspenseful. It makes it haunting, too. Of course, there are also noble characters, like Ethan and Jace, but the best characters come where you least expect them. In fact, Those Who Wish Me Dead is a book of strong, supporting women, and it's their strength and selflessness that make the story such a powerful one. But is it worth braving the elements with these wilderness survivors? On a scale of buy it, borrow it, or don't bother, I say buy it. It's so much more than just another thriller. It's a gripping tale of good versus evil, of man versus nature, of blind vengeance and relentless bravery. Another memorable read by an exceptional literary talent. Well, it looks like we've come to the last page of this week's Shelf Discovery. Those Who Wish Me Dead by Michael Kurita is 296 swift and suspenseful pages long and is available from Little Brown & Company. For more information, along with show archives and even more reviews, visit shelfdiscovery.org and nightsandweekends.com. And feel free to send any questions, comments, or recommendations my way at books@shelfdiscovery.org. Until next time, wherever the week may take you, don't forget to bring a book.